With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Correspondent Julie Walker reports special counsel Jack Smith is asking a judge to bar Donald Trump's lawyers from injecting politics into the former president's trial on charges he schemed to overturn the 2020 election.
The Supreme Court declined last week to get involved in the dispute for now, but a federal appeals panel is set to hear arguments on the matter on January 9th. The trial is scheduled for March in federal court in Washington, but it could be postponed by appeals from Trump over claims of immunity while president.
Smith's motion to preclude Trump from introducing broad categories of arguments is a way for prosecutors to try to set parameters on what information they believe the jury should or should not hear when the case reaches trial. That case is expected to eventually wind its way to the U.S. Supreme Court. A new study from Harvard says social media companies collectively made billions in U.S. advertising revenue from minors last year. Lisa Dwyer reports.
Researchers say their findings show a need for government regulation of social media, since the companies that stand to make money from the children failed to meaningfully self-regulate. The platforms themselves do not publicize how much money they make from minors. To come up with a revenue figure, researchers estimated the number of users under 18 for the year 2022 based on population data and other data to estimate how much ad revenue the platforms earned from minors. Researchers say that implementing new regulations as well as greater transparency from tech companies could help alleviate harms to youth vulnerability and mental health. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 111 points, the NASDAQ rose 24, the S&P 500 index rose by 6 points. This is SRN News. South Dakota voters may decide to neutralize their constitution.
On Election Day 2024, an amendment will be on the ballot that would require that the state charter be rewritten with gender-neutral language. Nine other states, including California, Maine, New York, and Rhode Island, have all written their constitutions of any reference to gender, specifically the male gender. If voters approve the amendment, South Dakota would be the first Midwestern state to neutralize its constitution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A battle over religious freedom continues in Minnesota. Attorneys for a woman who was denied emergency contraception in 2019 have told the Minnesota Court of Appeals the Christian pharmacist who refused to fill the prescription discriminated against her. A lawyer for the pharmacist says his client was acting on his religious beliefs. Last year, a jury ruled in favor of the pharmacist. The appeals court panel of three judges has 90 days to issue a ruling. This is SRN News. Historical time in South Carolina.
Cecil Williams spent decades photographing the state's civil rights history. Now that work will have a permanent home in Orangeburg. Williams opened the state's only civil rights museum in his old home 4 years ago, but he hopes to move his museum into a building three times larger in the downtown area with full-time staff in the next year. It's all part of a $23 million federal grant. Williams is working to digitize all of his photos and urges black families to save their letters, posters, and other artifacts. Jason Walker reporting.
Tom Smothers, half of the Smothers brothers and the co-host of one of the most controversial television shows, has died at 86 of cancer. The Smothers brothers comedy hour debuted on CBS. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.